When the coronavirus pandemic forced children to leave their classrooms, they had to quickly adapt to life without a lot of in-person interaction. Now they're sitting in limbo during a summer with very few open recreation centers or entertainment venues. Meanwhile, they wait to find out what school will look like for them in the fall. One of those kids is 10-year-old Khalil Williams, a student at Jesu Catholic School in Cleveland.
At first, I thought we would go back to school sooner, but once I saw the news and saw people, a lot of people dying, I just knew it became serious. I bet this is all the kids. First they were happy, and then 4 days later in the week, they wanted to go back to school. That was me. I miss my friends. I miss recess. I could go outside and play basketball, and I miss my teachers. The summer for me is going to be okay because our family might go to Cedar Point, but we won't have that much fun because some places might be closed for the whole year. So yeah, I was planning to go to Sky Zone, but yeah, that's not going to happen. I know that for sure. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting out of the house and going to school. And my mom would be really happy to get me out of the house because she knows I'm very bored. I've never been this bored in my life. My mom said I might go back to school at least 2 days or something like that. I really don't want to do no online schooling again. I would just be down, my face would be an upside down smile. I'm trying not to think about it. I'm trying to think about good stuff, like my mom said, because she said if I think about good stuff happens, so that's what I'm trying to do.
Khalil Williams, a student at Jesu Catholic School in Cleveland. His story was produced by Jenny Hamill at WCPN IdeaStream.